Tis cash and nothing more to be the first social re. Ma ola a dati shall a mashin, a tohi oda the Messis and Mary Lamatum youth. Play Picha the Messer Bido, the whole mail will have him open to. Remechaye the Kuliano. And can I pour it? I was in was cash and I'm Messer Bido. Who simply did not have a which is a yoki. The Mishnah can't be talking about Lamalo, because it says Chaim Mishum, Rabbi is Chaim because of Moitzi, and the Matbu is Amshu Sayol, right, that the catch will know it. So the Tzitzit Shlonim says, Oma Maharash, the Mekor Shagdaito, the Masinsin, Ayri, Lamalo Mayud. The Kli that begins Lamalo Mayud. Less like Gurachis. It means not a kind of base baby do. We don't have the Rabbanon, we don't have Gurachis. So such a Kli positioned and such a located. Such a notion. Right? That in there's a first rabbim with the bonus poshut. Right, that's not a chiddush. That's poshut. The child, what does the Torah Shana mean? Poshut chat. What does the Torah Shana mean? How do they understand what's the child when the one says the leg of a base of Yudah? Leg of a leg of a base of Yudah. What does the base of Yudah say about such a kalkola? Yeah, what does the base of Yudah say? It's a Shusay Yochid. Why is there Mishus HaYochid? What's the title of here? What's I'm trying to figure out the title word. Title of the words here. What? Because of Gurachis. Okay. So that So it comes out. And with Gurachis tells us that the Shul, the Chayyim is talking about the same case. It's the Shulei HaKalkolo HaLematum Yud. But if you hold up Gurachis, so the Shulei HaKalkolo, at least in the most kasher, it's going to be Mishus HaYochid. Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaYochid, come up, the Moses. It's Mishus HaYochid. So in the Taiz Yishonim, look how you see, what do you see? Look how the Shalosh talked about last time, actually, the last year. What do you see in the Taiz Yishonim? No. What conclusion is it? Look how you talked about the Shalosh last year. The what? Finish, no? That good achis, yeah, that was it. Yeah, good, less than yud, underneath the level of yud. Pochus miyud, lamato miyud, a day good achis is going to be just a yochid. What's the next step in Taish Shalom? Taish Shalom says that the Fid of Abondon we're talking about, Mandom Adlas Egurachis holds that they have a Kakolo, have a Chavesa Kliya Kakolo, and Shulei Kakolo is the Matum Yud. So Shulei Kakolo, if you don't know Egurachis, it's Rishos HaRabim. And if you hold up Egurachis, it's Rishos HaYochid. So that's the next line in Taish Shalom. Stop writing in the middle. They didn't help us through the rest of the Sugi. But that's the next line in the Gemara. The Fid of Rishos HaYochid, however, delay your base of Yudah, because that case, the kind of base of Yudah is Rishos HaYochid. Asher Mizeh, you see, the Taishonim holds, they say good achis to make Rishos HaYochid. Not like Taishon in Hazarik, we saw, not like Taishon in two places in Hazarik, we saw last time, right? Taishon in Hazarik says, they kind of base of Yudah, only Trasku, which is Lamal Miyud. Only the Trasku, which is Lamal Miyud, is Rishos HaYochid. Underneath it is Rishos HaYochid. Taishonim is Mashmah, the favorite base of Yudah, will be Rishos HaYochid. He's in the Kasha. The shayla is that's the next line. The gemara shayla is the gemara's kasha going to be Taish Shalom. Let's try to go over the two things. The gemara's kasha lame is the base of Yudah, the one we just said. that the Gemara learns that the Satchinu Kimta of Shulei Kakol Lamat Moyot should be used to say Yochai Kolim Beis Abita. What's the Teretz? And what's the Teretz? I feel Tamer Beis Abita. Also, Malam Moyot Hoch Lamat Moyot. What's the Teretz? Repeat our Shana. Now, what's the Teretz? Because we learned the Kasha. What? What? Means that the Gemara says the Hanocha, the assumption in the Kasha is wrong. It was a way of why I'm saying that. I mean, Pashas, so the Gemara is saying that basically Yehuda only has the Shusha Yochid. I mean, Teshuvah doesn't say. But it could very well be that this Guva that the Gemara has been facing from. That Kihai Gavno, what we thought is a Shusha Yochid, the Kona Beis of Yehuda, namely the Shulei Kakola, because of Gurachis, it's talking about it, it's not Shusha Yochid. So if you think Maskon, that Teshuvah could be Fidim Maskondi could be the Gemara says Kan Lamal Kan Lamato. That it wouldn't be Shusha Yochid Kondi Beis Abidu. So it seems Kondi Beis Abidu too. Because we don't have Gurachas Kei Gavno to create the Shusha Yochid in the Shulei Hakakol. Sorry, I mean, that's a plan. Because you have a different plan. It looks like, L'Choy, I mean, this is Fidim Shon, this group is the Shalom Vitae in the Gemara. Yeah, so the Gemara says, "Elo, let's run through the Gemara here a little bit." Elo, Omar, Bo, Gein Shishishol Yodei Lamato Megimu Bekivlo. Oymek Honi Besheiche, Yivasem Begumu, Yivasem Benano, Somo Ovi Yich Matan Hashmir and Kohanim. So both cases here, both cases. Shishol Yodei Lamato Megimu Bekivlo. Kesavra Babo. Agid Yad Shmei Agid. Because if Lo Shmei Agid, so my ear did not tell one the Mitaycho. If he would not send Balabayas the Taycho, he chayim on it. So it's came in the Yad on this Mary Nav Midav Lamad Megumo. Same, but Yad both Yadayim in the same place. Lamad Megumo, the one of the Moitzi, the one station, the one sitting out. Taysin Sulmini on the same place. Lamad Megumo. So he's making a cure from a mokum nocha gavi karka. So whatever is only from inside, the balbais from outside. So if the achavit comes in this hand and his hand is within gimel tvachim from the ground, so kol tech gimel is aris mirto, it's mulach on the ground. And the bilomo of agad yad, so he's making a cure from that mokum nocha. The only is making a cure from the rishus ayochit.
It would be from the last second once he's leaving rishus, that would be the second he's over on that cure.
Either when he moves it.
No, because he moves it, then there's
a
new
Hanacha
right here. So it's on the ground over here.
So if you hold a Yad within Gimel, it's always Munach, someone leaves the Shul. Or when he picks up the Malam Gimel, maybe if you kim this. But it's Zichem making a Kiva. Either when he leaves the Shul, someone picks it up the Malam Gimel. But Shane Kane, if you hold of so that's what it says. Because I'm a boy, Agad Yad Shmei Agad. Once you hold Agad Yad Shmei Agad, so we explain this to you. What's the part of Agad if you hold Agad Yad Shmei Agad? How's the hell if you hold Agad Yad Shmei Agad? What's the part? What? Chisoni in the Akiva, not in the Anocha. What? He's not making a Akiva from Mokom Nocha. The Mokom Nocha the Mokom Nocha could be the ground. But being Agi Dash May Agit means not Chayiv that Akiva because Chayiv is already ogled into the Rishus where his goof is. Since Mulach and the Yad, Agi Dash May Agit means the Chayiv is as a Shaychis to the Mokom Nocha of the Yad, which is Agav a goof where the feet are in the other Rishus. So maybe it's not chayiv in a kibun. As you see that the poem Vagid Yad is the poem Sayin and Kibun. Sayin and I think we can speak it out, so we're speaking it out now. Not only on the way in, you have to put it down without Agid Yad, but on the way out, that's to be near Kaf and Mokum. There's no Agid Yad or Agid Kleep. And what happens if the what happens when the money takes from the hand of the Balbais and pauses for a minute?
Where is he pausing?
Sees his hand and picks it up and waits.
And
it's
inside the house when he waits?
No,
in the house. What? Who talks about the shower? Benji, who else? Sneesh, who else? Well, that's right. Oh, they have noise of this mayor. Yeah, there's me and them noise. They're talking foolish. That's their shower. That's their shower. Not my shell in the today, it's Al Kazbaye was it? They have a noisy shell. What are the two tables in? Again, they talk about Gabby Mokum too, but what does they have noisy say? They have noisy say, but his Chesbanyas didn't stop. The Mishnah case in which it didn't stop. Because if he stops, then it's munach in the Mokum Tur. Because the other shalom is the Mokum Tur. The Yad is Mokum Tur. It's not what Tais Neuvin. Tavchov. What does Beis Meir say? The Neb was Hanoch in the Yad. Because if the way he came into the Yad is we consider it to be a Maisa Akira, so then it's the same Maisa came from Akira and Hanoch at the same time. Beis Meir says. Yeah. Also, that's not good. Chaznish doesn't relevant here. That's mitzvah mokum too. Chaznish doesn't relevant here. What's the shalik when the chaznish became vegan? They're talking about the yad being a mokum too. Now, what about agid yad? What about agid yad? Say agid yad. He picks it up, but if it's teich gimel, and he stops, so it's munach. Yeah. So what do you have to say? There's no hefsek in the maaseh. There's no hefsek in the maaseh. Sorry? Well, it's true. If the only is standing in a resource, which is a kamlis, a mokum tur. So the yad, even though the yad itself is in the shusavavim, it's not kishusavavim. It's good. Good. That's what kishusavavim taka. As the Moses said before, yodre shalon, if he gives yodre shalon, he will have a kishusayochit. Even though the yad itself is in the shusayochit, it's not kishusayochit. Here, even though the yad is in the shusavavim, but the kuf is being the kuf, it's not this, he will have a kishusavavim. Good. The Moses is good. Elo ma'alov yad shalom chesuv v'lo gedal nadal. Chen ki also. Ov in amav echan yad shalom chesuv v'lo gedal nadal. Yeah. Is. So we, the Rambam Pesach Mishnah is, we mentioned it a few times, it says, because the Yad grasped the Chepetz. So it has nothing to do with the being an Eber, one of the Rambam Chiborim. Agam, the Rambam himself, when he brings the Gemara to Kuf Beis, about Hoitzi Echlem V'Fiv, the Rambam says the same thing about Piv. In Peggy Gimel, Lotho Bates says, Yonish Lotho Machshuvel Kabo Alabo. The Fichoch and Moka Hebits met Odo Maimed Shazu, Beneath about Odo Machamed Shushni Achayo. Then Lotho Gimel says, Hoyo Eichel Vietze, Meshus, Meshus, Vichisha Voice Eichel Shafiv, Chayo Vibne. שמחשבת הם עושים לו פיו מוקו עם אב בואו אב הביש לא הייתי כדרך המציין
Why does the fact that the mouth makes it
a mokum dollar 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 The Rashi says it makes the Rechay Tzor. Actually, like so. The Ram Shalos says, the Chumash says Rambam means that. The Chumash says that Rambam means that. I'm Bishoitzi, but with Marshav doing Mash. But I meant, you're right. And that's what the Yomach Niyat, when it's Rambam. But I meant the Gabi Dalt Adalt. So the Rambam says that Yad is Betzim, Yad is Lodim is Betzim, Chashub like Dalt Adalt. And Piv is Marshav doing Mash with the Mokum. But it helps. It was Marshav Nashim. So that's Shver means the food the pear contains the food. It's not falling out. But here it says the mashal de mashal de mokum. It's not bad simple stories. It's going to mashal de mashal de mokum. Then he concludes with the mashin verok. The same thing, mashal de mashal de mokum, kilo oka me alga be mokum albo o. Okay. Very good. Gimel, Lach, Beis, and Gimel. That's what the Gemara says. Omer Rovin, Omer Loi, Omer Beich, and Zog, Chemes, and Noch, Betech. יגיד לך רואה חייב מייקו מה שלא נדלת לא מחשוב אוי, בואו מביא איך הוא נחל עושים לו בואו תהי מה אני מלך לאח שווי להיות אבל לך לאח שווי הם מלואי כמה שמולון so tell you, yeah, there's need actually. The other thing is need actually, but it works. Okay, and I is still here, interesting story. Oh, my, Ovid. Tell me, what do you want me to die? Right. Seven seed the Yad Chaver, yeah. But Tesis himself says that this actually is the middle time of Ashvay. Tesis, I mean, it's not unlike Tesis. The challenge of beholds of Tesis is the three Chalov and Tesis.
Is there a point in the fact he says they didn't say they consider it to be Mokum Dalt Adalt because you're going to think that it's going to land in his hand?
He's covering the seed of Yachaveo. Yeah, he wants right. to put it there. He wants to know her specifically in that place. Correct.
But I was saying that it's not the fact that he wants it to be
$1,
it's the fact that he wants it to land
there. Right, it's kosher. He gives the chashivas to him. He wants the
dove here. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Besides the Ram Kish, Mishnah, and the Rashba, the Dalladal to Svara. The answer to the Gemara is just that now this was Nichal in the Gezeris Kosim, whatever the Allah is, because I'm showing him to the source that it's just like a din or a prayer that can be Allah. What is the answer to the Gemara?
The Rambam has the chashivas over Mokum. Why? Because it's whatever reason. But the Rambam is the chiddush that he has the hesbo.
The Rambam just asked if a svara that needs to be shown in the chayfets and chayfets shouldn't fall off. So, I mean, your hand makes sense that it would go in the chayfets and you're not worried about it dropping. Yeah, that's why it's not sure Mokum.
Yeah. So you're asking the same. So that's good.
That should be true, though.
Good.
But according to
the Rishonim,
it's just why
it's
not
sure Mokum now. The Chashivos, it's Yod Lodom, it's the Chashivos.
We should know that.
Yeah. Omad Bobin, Omad Bechon, Omad. Omad Bim Oh my bin came with Vicky Bell Hayor, or come in came with Vicky Bell Botua. Tan Nam Yoke, Harry Mimim, Oh my bin came with Gibel Hayor, or come in came with Vicky Bell Botua. That's a good shot, I don't know. You have a terrace? Good shot. Yeah, so glassy. Good shot.
Maybe you'd only be able to learn that just in Moshe, you don't need a dollar, but I'm going to teach you any guys and get about
it. Yeah, okay. Then that's what you would think to say. That's what you want to say. The Moshe is different. Which is different, right? Because then that's
Even if you were to apply something to Moshe, you wouldn't learn that the yad is dal adal. I mean, you could also learn that you don't need a makom dal adal.
Yeah, good. It's correct. Right. Doesn't mean that Gusha doesn't have a test. It could be a good test. Very good. Omad, Rashi, Omad, I'm Kabul, Bim Koymoy, Vikibel, Chayiv Azorik. See, we're talking about two people, Mamish. Two people, Shnei Ben Yodim. Azorik and the Mikabul. Omad, Kabul, Koymoy, Vikibel, Chayiv Azorik. Obviously, Rashi speaks up. Potur, Nekab, Bim Koymoy, or even Okab, Bim Koymoy, Vikibel, Potur, so Rashi, Potur, Azorik. Deloy Ovid, Hanocha. So what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? The Poshut, the the way to understand this Gemara is that the Chavetz ended up being Munach in a place other than was the original intention of the Zohar. And that's all Okav and Kamim Kibel. See, the Shalom's again, Rashi doesn't speak out. The next line, Zohar Chavetz Meneka, who been Kamim Vachosav Kibel, what it means like this. Contrast to the next sticker. Why are you breaking the Zohar Chavetz Meneka, who been Kamim Vachosav Kibel, Mahu? So there Rashi says, look at the Rashi, the next tikkun. Kishnevni Odom, Rashi says, Kishnevni Odom, Nami Potom. Habugu Shaim Shasu, the Kevin Shalei Hinyach, Hachevet Selech Admoka Miluchoy, Vilo Nuach, Elorot Acho Vikvoy, Avlakiva Kamaisa Beloy Anocha. So here in the Abaye, which is by Odom Echod, so there Rashi speaks out, the Chavit didn't reach its original destination, its intended destination. That's my foolish and second nearby here. Tell is in the first name, in the first Shmuel in the Gemara, when the Shnevi Adamam is, so we're talking about the same Mokimte. Apostle, he says the Gemara, we're talking about the same Mokimte. So, okay, I'm coming with Kiva. So, Apostle, did you learn yet? Apostle, did you learn yet? You could learn yet. Which means like this: the Chavetz was gonna land if the Chavetz was gonna land in some location, and there was nobody there. Somebody ran Okav and Kamim and puts his hand on within Gimel of that location on the ground, and it lands on the hand within Gimel, exactly the same spot where the trajectory of the Chavetz was gonna bring it to. So here, Gavin, you would think it's Chayev. You think it's Chayev. And what we're talking about is if he intercepted it, even though Rashi doesn't speak it out. But that's the positive part. That's the positive part. Can he learn different?
To say that it's a Shem Shasuva within the Anacha.
What?
To say that it's a Shem
Shasuva
within the
Anacha. It sounds like this. So let's say the case is that the positive part here. Posho, the Muskovich, and Posho is the Lunach. And that's what I'm talking about. But Hagam Rashi didn't speak out, but it's Munach in the words. Okay, I'm coming to keep him. That's it. But the Yesh La'ayin, what will be in the other case, we just spoke out. It was Okay, I'm coming to keep him. But it was in the Maisa, the Mokam Menocha is where it was going to be the Chachiv. It's the Chayiv Apotem. So the Shal is how you, Rashi says, the three words that Rashi says. Loy Ovid Hanochem. So what if the Nochem was? The question is, what if the Mekabel positioned himself in the place where it's going to land, and he received it, he was Mekabel, landed on him. Shach to say Loy Ovid Hanochem? That's not. What do you want to say? Is there Hanochem or not Hanochem?
The Hanochem that the Zohar contended for occurred.
It happened in the same place. It tells if he it's his Maisa.
So there's a question to say Shnei Mishasur within the Anacha, that part of the Maisa Anacha is the throw and part of the Maisa Anacha is the landing, and he only did the throw, and he did indeed do the throw that resulted in the land, but he didn't do...
What's he missing? I don't know what's missing. He said what's had to... What's missing?
Landing it on the floor.
But it was within Gimel Tzvachim in the same place. It was a centimeter away. Two centimeters away.
Do you say it's a Maisa Anacha? Is receiving it? Is that a Maisa, or is it like a Shei Baltasa?
Yeah. What is that? Why is that Mekoche? His Koche wasn't interrupted. Koche wasn't interrupted until God was in Gimel Tzvachim where he wanted to land. The Mamash on the same spot.
If the other guy who comes in, the interceptor, if he receives it, so it's a Shnei Mishasur within the Hanacha. It's something like
that. That's a Shiloh. Yesh Lodin. I don't say Yesh Lodin in the Giyah Gavna. If somebody grabbed it, but Mamash on the same spot. And,
is it taught on how you view somebody holding a Chavetz? If it's Munach Kavtav or...
That's just when you. Let's say according to Ashbo, that when somebody puts on somebody else, Anocha is on the roof. But that's, I don't think it makes a difference anyway. That's a Shailah, it's a Yeshua's topic a little bit. And the Shailah is whether it's considered to be his Anocha, it's correct. That's an esophic. It's that kiyah gavno. When somebody intercepts, doesn't intercept it, doesn't divert it, but he makes anocha. He makes he makabul it in that same spot. Whose anocha is it? It's anocha of the zerik. It's anocha of the sheni. Here's anocha of the sheni. He's both. I have a different shaila. In the first case, let's go back to the first case. The first case in which for sure. In this stuff, the first case in which for sure. He's potter. There was neka oka v'kemi v'kibo. That the sheni ran and intercepted it. And now the hanocha is in a different place. That which was potter. So yesh l'ayin, I have a different shayla now. Yesh l'ayin, what if the zorig mil was going to happen? It was planned. It wasn't. But he knew it was going to happen. He knew that when he throws it, the guy's going to come. Let's say it was pre-planned. I feel there's no difference. But he knew it was going to happen. What did I say? What?
Part of my set.
So poshut in Rashi, talking like that. I agree with you. In Rashi, talking since Rashi says the chesaron of sheni is loy ovid anocha. See here too. I would say loy ovid anocha. You might think loy ovid anocha because it became munach. Not because let's just explain that we it says a few days ago. You said when we're talking about Zurich, so all the necessary components of the melacha have to be munach, have to be in bekoyach, in potentially in his ma'aseh zmikah, because that's the ma'aseh mechayvim. That's the ma'aseh mechayvim. Why is the chayev koyach yigufay? Because melacha shabbos doesn't require the ma'aseh to be done bigufay mamish. Koyach yigufay. We said it, I think, last week. That's in, see, the koicha is when he throws it. So the point is all melacha shabbos. We mentioned again, the gemara has you throw a stone at a tree and you be even melachas koicha toilus. You do a lot of things like that. Provided it's derech, it's not like a derech. But mitzad the loisasa, the asiya, it's chayav koicha gufa. So here, all the components of the melacha have to be. Have to be munach, have to be contained in his rika, which is the akira. That's akira. That's possible. That's akira. The havor, the itzor, the achnosa, whatever it is, and then anocha. The anocha is the final component of the melocha. So the anocha has to be mikoychoy. So possibly we say like this: if somebody else takes it and makes a munach, so it's a chisaron his ma'is anocha. What? What? The Omer ben Koymei, if it's Omer ben Koymei and it lands on him, so he can do anything. So the Hanocho is Mikoyach Zrika. The Hanocho is because of the Koychoy of the Zorik. There's no difference between if it lands on a man, there's no difference between landing on a man, landing on a stone, or landing on a Behem. It wasn't, as long as the Mikabo wasn't actively involved in being Mikabo. What if he sticks his hand out? We had that shalip a few years ago. What if he? Let me add another word. What do you need? There's a shalip. Why do you have the okav in front of you? What if the chayv is flying here and he stands with his feet on the ground? He sticks his hand out. Okay, that's also okav. Okay, it's also potter. That's different potter. But if he was standing, doesn't do anything, and the chayv is and the zori wanted the chayv to land on him, landed on him, it's chayv. He could even do a mice, but this that's the second shaila. But that's the second shaila. We'll see in Tosfos after the diuk, Kalon Tosfos, but that's a second shaila. What if he knew he was going to run and you wanted it to land on him and landed on him? But he was instrumental, the Shani was also was instrumental in getting it there. So we'll say, that's Potter going to Russia. We'll say that's Potter. Right. Boy, you mean that? Let's go right. Boy, you have a echo. Zorak chavez nekum kaimi b'chosav v'kiboy. Zorak chavez nekum kaimi b'chosav v'kiboy. Ma'hu. Ma'ek mi boy loy. Omer rav abde v'abba. Shnei kriches v'odim mechot kaimi boy loy. Shnei kriches v'odim mechot. Ki odim mechot domi v'chayo v'gdimo. Ki shnei b'ni odim domi yupotu. Kol grashi. Ma'ek mi boy loy. Ma'ek sveiko iku. Ma'ez a time yiftor. Ho ovid akiyo v'anocho. He threw it. When the Rashi, he threw it, Mavid al-Damis was Ravim, Umzogin, and he ran, and he caught it. the lashon gemara is it's called the mechod or it's kishnei bnei adam. So Matthew Boyle, the gemara says Rashi explains what was the svara. He did everything. There was nobody else involved here. It's made time be potter. Over the kibbutz v'nocha. Had land that we wanted, whatever. And you plan on doing it. And he's like, oh. Next Rashi, kishnei bnei adam dom, he bought the dahav v'lushayim shasu. They came and said, "Niyat Hachem Israel Echad Mokom Miluchoy Bunuach." Elo Rots Acharo Veik Goy Avile Akira Kamaisa Bilei Han Nocho. Because before we try to explain the Rashi, Teisa Shon the Teisa Rosh brings when it says the Pshat in Rashi and rejects it. What Teisa Rosh say? What do I say? That's the Gemma Teisa Rosh, that's the Gemma Teisa Rosh. Kishnei bnei adam dom yipotem. So it says, what's the time of the bishnei bnei adam potem the kevin shlein yicho lelech ad mekoymo v'havi anocho. Shnei bnei adam is potem because they didn't reach the original intended destination. And it's actually, I'm translating Rosh. It's v'havi anocho. Hochi nami kevin shechotfo mehilucho v'loi soy medez lo nuach. It wasn't, it means the initial trajectory wasn't the land here. Eino nikveis anocho. A dumo kodem echo domu. The Gabbishnei of the Odom hide the pot of lamb, Mishum de la Chashiva Nocha. Elim Shum de Havre Shlaim and Shas War, Hilgo Chai David Akol Chayo. So the Rosh knows that different chat than we would have heard. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says that the Sovik is when, by, in the case immediately preceding case, Okab Bim Koyme, when they have a Shani, Okab Bim Koyme, we keep it with the chisoin. The words. It is a chisoin that the chavis didn't reach its intended destination. It means there's no maase hanocha. His initials really doesn't. The hanocha that happened is not a result of his koichik gufei tikkun maase. So he didn't do the hanocha. It's not a maase hanocha. Hanocha didn't happen because it's not hanocha b'chol. If that's a pshat, that does heisitkin anocho, means the melocho is missing anocho. The mashma a little bit will add up a vote in the rosh. The mashma that why have anocho? Such anocho when a chavis is intercepted. The rosh seems to be saying a new svar here. The svar in when a chavis is intercepted, that's not anocho. No matter what, without considering anything else, without considering Shnayim, it's not a Hanocha Bechal. On that side, so then it doesn't make difference whether somebody else does it or himself does it. It's not a Hanocha. That's not a Hanocha. He's grabbing the Chavis. Hanocha means the Chavis lands. Chavis is intercepted, it's not landing. It's not a Hanocha. That's one side. Says the Rosh Im Kain, so who are the Bein Necho Ben Shnayim? Doesn't make difference who does it, Potter. The other side, says the Rosh, is Dilmo. Hide the potu by Shnei Bnei Odom by Oka Bim Pem Kibos Amishum L'Choshiv Yanocho. That is Anocho. The Mlocho concluded with Anocho. Like this. When a Chavis is intercepted, let's type it up again. What's the other side? When a Chavis is intercepted in mid-air and is diverted and intercepted, that's also a Mais Anocho. So that the Mlocho, Mr. Asma, being done the Etzel Mlocho, was a Mlocho Shlema done. So the first sentence I said, well, is no, Mlocho Shlema wasn't done here. It remains that's like you threw it into he threw it into Yochin and went out the other window. So what's on the other side? Kamlus, whatever, what happened, doesn't make difference. But Hanocha didn't happen in Rishus. That's the first time Tosfos was. The other side is no. Hanocha happened, the Melocha was included. But when somebody else comes and grabs it, the reason is called is because it's Naim Shasu. Naim Shasu. So if he does it, it's Chayim. That's how the Rosh, Tosfos wants that. The Gemara, the Derech Rashi, the Rashi. So the Rosh, yeah, V'loy mistabes as the rosh mistabek b'zeh. The game is also a kol chayi v'av b'zeh nichol leilich ad mokom shoyz v'vuyo leilich. The rosh says that, they have the kashli, that v'loy mistabes. V'loy mistabes, the same in the first time, it's not an ocho b'chlam. Why is not an ocho? About it's an ocho. So if it's an ocho, it's about his chayim, because he did it. He did everything. The man then he brings the Ben Chanan to come to but the way we have it now, actually, I mean, again, Kupi Tesh Rosh had a different Madura Rashi, we know we look for Kes. And then the other Tesh Rosh, we're on and the Ches, he had a Rashi we don't have. There could be this Rashi he didn't have. The common Madura is the Rashi like I do. Because our Rashi is Mamish and Nanaka. The Rashi we have is Mamish and Nanaka Tesh Rosh. Same different Madura in the Rashi. But let's now read our Rashi and see that the Rashi says Mamish and Faket. Kishne b'yodim, look at the Rashi, the boy said. Kishne b'yodim domi potu. I mean, this is Kishne b'yodim. This is potu because the tzat of potu oka humim koi mei v'kibel is also because we medam et shne b'yodim. What's the hezbe, says Rashi? To have a little, this goof is like shayim shasua. That Rosh has that they didn't have this. So, but the point of Rashi we have, in this very case of Zorak and oka humim koi mei v'kibel, there could be an application of the tour of the din of shayim shasua. I wish the time was so. So Rashi explains. The came and when you have it like at Mokom at Mokom Luchoi, lo nuach. Elo what's after of the ikvoi have that you come my so beloy anocho. So let's try to understand what's going on in Rashi. But Rashi says, the two here is because of time sasu. Then you want to explain that mission. But what are we missing here? We're missing here the Akira Kamaiso. He emphasizes the Akira Kamaiso. Well, no, it doesn't say there's no anoch at all. Avada, this guy goes and intercepts that he's doing the anoch. Like Rashi says, I mean, by the same token, right? Poshet. Let's go back to the price of the first Shmuel. First Shmuel is, okay, I'm coming from Kibel Porto. Why? Because the Zerik didn't do the Anocha. Who made the Anocha? The Mekabel made the Anocha. Anocha happened. Avad did Anocha happen? The Rashi wasn't, there's no tzad in our Rashi that the Mekabel remains incomplete. The Avad is not tzad. The Rashi learned the Avad, the Mekabel was completed. The Shalos the Oifin, which was completed. Now, let's see. Next thing that. So the first thing is, Avad, when somebody intercepts it, he's making the Anocha. He's being made Niachit. It's possible like that. And that tzad in Tesh Rosh needs to be tzad. It's making Tesh Rosh. So the Rashi was about that when Chavis intercepted Bain, they asked me, he does something else, that there's a Hanocho being done. If two people do it, that's possible, portal, because the Rishon didn't make the Hanocho, and the Shani didn't make the Kivir, that's possible, the portal. Now in this case, there's a new Musik here, Akir Kamaisa has to have Hanocho. That's the crux of the Rashi. Akir Kamaisa has to have Hanocho. What does that mean? It means here, What's the chisson here? The Kiva Kamaisa. The Kiva Kamaisa doesn't have anocha. What does it mean?
Breaking
what? Breaking yeah. Rashash, Rashash, please do give Rashash. Now there's a pill from Rashash. What's Rashash has? Ever saw Rashash? Rashash has a kasha. The Mishnah of Bina says that. Says the other thing. The Mishnah Bina says, "Cause of voice achas shachris, voice achas ben elbaim, tschayim." The old tschayim, what did? Tschayim. So see, there was one koyach. You have to do melachos mishnim achas. They take do two koyches. Put the pen down. Cause of voice achas shachris, voice achas ben elbaim. That's what that's kasha. Why is the kasha pella? Why is no shachris b'chol? Why? What's the difference? What's the difference to that kasha? What? No, because they say better. But yeah, you don't need them. There's a shir. There, the shir is a shir. It's a shir. And how much does he have to write? How much does he have to write? He has to write the two ISIS. And the Amos is, and so if he does it in two Maisim, Avad is Chayiv, as long as both Maisim have it on Shabbos. Both Maisim have it on Chayiv. He did Chatzis Shin and one Chatzis Shin. The Amos is the same thing, can happen like so. He had a Gemara that pay, Zafur Shin Gemara that pay that he have the fact carried. He can have the same thing like so too. What do you mean same thing like so? Chatzis Chatzis Gregors, because of Chatzis another Chatzis Gregors. The first Chatzis Gregors, we spoke about this in the beginning of Elul. And that they want to pay. The first Chatzis Gregor is still around. Chatzis Gregor put it down in the Shizayot, the Moshul. It means another Chatzis Gregor is in the Shizayot, down in Shizayot. Aye, how is that stream? It's two Koiches. Well, two Koiches. Two Koiches. Why is it possible that that's Shizayot? Why is it possible that's Shizayot? Why, what's the difference? Terence is here also. The Maisa Itzor was done, the Itzor, when it happened to each Chatzis Gregor happened B'Koich Echor. You also did, but the shiurim, the hits powerful of the shiurim, can happen in two different meisim. The difference is, I guess, so the aleph, what you have to perceive, it's not even it's kosher. He is not talking about being mitzayif shiurim. He is talking about the oivin adun gemoch. Oivin adun gemoch. So we learn here, in this gemoch we learn, there's an oivin doing the meisim I saw. It's a meisim, not shiurim I saw, but the oivin doing the meisim I saw. And the oivin doing the meisim I saw is, that has to be one meisim, or that's or another way of saying it has to be a tzivu between all chalokei, all chalkei hamlocha, and chalkei hamlocha are two or three. Akiva hanocha, akiva havoro. Let's talk about mavdal. That's the big difference. Akiva havoro and hanocha. What?
Is this unique to zrika, where it has to be in a single maisa?
Oh, we'll talk about that. The shaila, the good shaila, very good shaila. We'll talk about it. Very good. So like this, there has to be a tziruf among all the components of the mlocha. And that's the definition of it. So, Nashal is like this. So, in Zvika, it's easy to understand, it's easy to have. In Zvika, you have it, because in Zvika, Faket, because there's only one Maisa, one Asi, and one Maisa he's doing, so you have it. And when the Shadashir, our component of the Abai is like this. So, let's go slow. Let's talk about Zvika first. So the Shal is like this. There has to be, that's possible. That Nocha Pshuta is not part of the Abai. This I can do with the mamash of the Chat in the Gemara, and these like that. There has to be a tziruf of sorts between, some kind of a tziruf between the Al Chagi and Malacha, that's part of that's Nocha Pshuta. The Shaila is, do I have that tziruf if it wasn't Munach in the initial Maisa the Zorik did? The Zorik did a Maisa, he put his Koich into the Chavetz, the Chavetz leaves and flies and lands. Then you have it in his initial maisa. Everything is mikoyach the akira. That's loshen rashi. The akira ka maisa has the nocha, means has the nocha. Means there was one maisa resulted in the akira, avora, and in the anocha. The one maisa. The akira ka maisa has the anocha. Ka maisa means beginning of malacha has the nocha. It's mitzvah in his maisa. You will see. Fine. It's about in the maisa. Now, what Nashaila then is, what if he throws it, and Orkab Mkhamir of Kibo, and he intercepts it, and he puts it down. He himself makes Anocha through a second Maisa. Nashaila is, that is Mitztarif. Adichalki Amlocha Mitztarif Ki Haigavno. And those, that's Yibai. If we say that because the same, if we say that he's two Maisa Ma Mitztarif, Tim Chayvim, then you have a Tziv. You need a Tziv, but that is, you can have a Tziv even through two Maisa of his. There was no Hafsaka, no Hafsaka in the middle. Once the Hafsaka in the middle, like it was a Nocha, then they picked up again. Then the Malocha was Hufsak. We're not talking about the Hafsaka in the Asiyas of Malocha. The Malocha happened Vazachas. The Malocha happened without Hafsaka. But the last component, i.e. the Anocha, happened through a different Maisavis, and Shalaz is a Mitzav to the initial command, the initial Maisav. So if you say it's Mitzav, it's Chayiv. Now if you say it's not Mitzav, the Moshe, Dukma for that is Shayim Shasu. How about Shayim Shasu? So what does it mean, Shayim Shasu? Have a shine show or suhu. Well, why is Rashi compared to that? Because the Gemara says the kishne ben yodim domi. So Rashi says, I just fought one person. Fought one person. So what's the chisan of shine show or suhu? The chisan of shine show or suhu, what is it? So the hamid says the hakir is the shayla is the shayla big as shmul above a kamer. Bochbeah had the shayla. What's the Chisam Shayim Shasu? It's in Simon Yud Zayin, then it's more important is I forget which one it is already. There's Miluim at the end of the Sefer, there's something called Miluim. It's part of the Simon, it has a number. It says he says Machika Sabin Simon Yud Zayin, or Sham Shasu. Members would love to look at that one paragraph there. What's called Miluim to Simon Yud Zayin. So he says Sham Shasu is a pshat that is a din in Ma'aseh Shabbos has to be done by one man, so one man has to do the whole malacha. That's the possible pshat. And Shayim Shasu is up to mitzad the gavra. I think that's also mitzad the gavra. There were two people involved in being matzah, in implementing, doing the malacha. You have to do Shayim Shasu, it's two mitzad the gavra. Or it's another side that that's a malacha, it's not a malacha, but it's done by Shnayim. So I don't know which Shayim Shasu he's talking about. He's talking about both in Kol Yimoyed. Could be talking about Shayim Shasu, two people holding a pen and writing together. Could be talking about the Shasu case. I don't know. We have a lot of applications. We talk a little bit, Dev Gim, we spoke about this a little bit. The Shayim Shasu simultaneously, the Tosis is ready, and the Tosis is ready, and the Shayim Shasu consecutively, right? It's here, we're just talking about consecutively. We're not talking about simultaneously. It's the two people doing a Maisa together. The Chakir is there. It's a Chesed in the Chefs of the Melocho. Who was Abtu Mitzad the Gavah. Melocha was done, but nobody's chayiv. He has a tzad there, he saw Mitzad there, some Melocha. That's here for sure. If we know that, so it's easier to get a handle on Rashi. Yeah, what do you say?
Was that the first time it says it's Rashi?
No, Tesla was says it's not Hanocha B'chal, for some different reasons. Tesla was says it's a potency gavot in Hanocha.
What
does it mean when we say the Gemara about Tzav the Malacha? That's the Gemara's cash before the Gemara knows that the Tzav before the Gemara knows. Before the Gemara knows the Tzav, but the way after the Drosh already, the Shem Shasu. Good question. I went over though, but you know the number. But before, that was half a minute. Good. Tazoy, here's the Pshat. If you hold, it's Kishnei B'nei Odom, Upoto, that means that we said before like this, that there's no Tzav between not see with mitzad etzem masiyim, mitzad etzem ma'aseh between. Not see mitzad in the etzem ma'aseh between the akiv and anocho. In Cain says Rashi, it's like shayim shasu, and so the objection. But here's the same, because the same yid, the same person. There it is. No, shayim shasu is a chesaron in the chetz of the melacha. Shayim shasu is no chetz of the melacha. A chetz of melacha wasn't done by shnayim. So if you tell me that shnei koyche is bodo melchon in this case. It's like Shayim Shasu, it means that Melocha wasn't done. If there's no one unified, nothing unifying, nothing being Mitzarev, the initial Maisa in Koyach, with the second Maisa in Koyach, which is i.e. the Anocha, so what you have here, the Maisa is a proof, Shayim Shasu, I'll be that word, the Shayim Shasu, the Chesod, in the Etzim Ches of the Melocha. It's not a Melocha. It's not a Melocha. It's something else. Not Melocha. That doesn't fit the dorm of Melocha. Melocha means Echosh, also one Maisa. Okay, that's a plan Rashi, can do.
That
was
done in
the Mishkan. The Tosis here we haven't learned yet.
Tosis
on Gimel
says
that it was
done in the Mishkan.
The
Gemara, that it was done in the Mishkan.
So
people was on the Mishkan.
So
just
that's when you're possible, yeah. Good,
there's
no
which.
I don't know what.
It can't be a part that. No.
Good. I've done Shlokzul and Tzadik Gimel. That's one Tosis. And the other Ma'amor Kum Tosis and Tzadik Gimel, right? What Tosis and Tzadik Gimel? No, you're on the spot, so finish. What Tosis and Tzadik Gimel? You lost your voice. Sorry. Tosis and Tzadik Gimel, let's remind ourselves. Look inside the Gimel. It's only half a minute, so it's not really, can't ask any questions from here. Chad L'myute Ezeh Oikev Ezeh Miniach, right? The Gemara here. Chad L'myute Ezeh Oikev Ezeh Miniach. You need a pasuk to say that maybe faked. This is the hevach. This is in Svor. This is hevach gomes. The miyute without any pesukim and drushes, you think zeh gives them miyach chayev. We spoke about this already. Zeh kosev veisachas bocha veu kosev veishni eloitzriko. Eloitzo dav minach nosav eloitzo du kovid v'lochay v'filu v'anocha. Good. In half a minute, you think that I have no kashim to say this. Before you know anything, you would think maybe you want to do an ochel there, or maybe the sheni that we are too plotting to go for. Right? Refer back to the notes what the plotting is. But this is all before you have psukim. Now we have psukim. So it all consists of a kibbutz and ochel, and one person has to do it. Okay. Can do that's a plot in Russia. Oh, now it sounds like this. So if we say this word, that there has to be a tziruf in the, and this is the asiyas amloch again. It's mefurish. So if the leikorim zelze, if the you'll take chatzi gregris in the morning, and make achnosa, and chatzi gregris in the day before shkia, it's chayev, even though it's not koyches. What's the difference? One mitzvah was the mitzvah was done with basachas with tziruf. The hashlama of the shiur was done with another meiser. So that's mamash like also by sachas shachos, so sachas ben abayim. Agum was talking about the etzim itzol was not done by ben abayim malocha. The kids, right? Now we explain why. Okay, that's according to Rashi. Now the cases. Kashech ki echid b'shnei ben odom poto avish and mishom zolav et chal anocha. Okay, now we came to chatfe mehi luchoi. V'anich chayvis anocha et mokum iluchoi lavi anocha. V'anoch mekeach hazarek. Edum lo kodem meo chodomi, vikem dobe ven kibu vanocha chayev. Vedomi shlam shasu. Berach gores ipcho, kishnei ben yodem domi vachayev. Dom alel omad ben kremei, vikibel chayev. If we consider this to be like shnei ben yodem, that's good. That's a tzad vim chayevim. Because noch is because it landed on a body, on a human body, you can land on a body. That's a Gemara before. That's a Mishnah. You can land on a body. So Kishnev Yodim is good. V'chinam kikil b'hu b'atzmoy. No chisoyin. V'loy chotfe me yiluchoy. But he says loy chotfe. He didn't divert it. Because the Kondim Ben Hanan was not... The Oshal is in the Mokom Nocho. It doesn't be Gmeg and Haskol Ben Hanan. The Oshal is the Gdorm of the Mokom Nocho. Right? Kondim Ben Hanan, that's possible. Mokom Nocho. It's the Mokom Nocho. So the mokum noch, if it's shnei ben yodom, it's good mokum noch. If he's like shnei ben yodom, like yodom sheni, it's good anocho. But about the lechot from miluchoi, do as avida machshavtoi. So here I have a shikul diga, just I'm going to go after this. I mean, this is I told a shikul diga, a shikul diga, diga kal. Do as avida machshavtoi, lechot from miluchoi, chayev, do as avida machshavtoi. Hashem is a mashma that if he or another person is let's say somebody else. Okay, I'm coming. The chot for miluchoy. It's loy esavita machshavtoi. So I asked before in Rashi. The two of Odom, Shnei Bnei Odom, Odom Shnei Okay, is loy esavita machshavtoi. So we had a shaila before. What if he knew it was going to happen? In case of Shnei Bnei Odom, he knew it was going to happen. So in Teis was a shtikul meduyek, a little bit, a shtikul meduyek, that if he knew it was going to happen, so it's chayev, right? Because Ben Chananel says, Loy chod for meluchah is avid machshavtoi. Because mashma, it could be mashma mechlal hein natashmei lav, that the chisorin of chod for meluchah is loy is avid machshavtoi. It's only becomes as a surprise. He wanted to land over there, and that's why he threw it over there. And so somebody diverted it. What if he knew the guy was coming? He wants to, so he gives the credit to land over there, it was unintercepted. But he knew that the Mekab was going to come and chop it. Actually, do it. Melchanan was chayv, and the Losh and Teizah could come. It can't be the Rashav. But then we'll go back to him to Gishomim, to mine.